तयोरेकतरोऽयर्थ प्रकृतिः सोमयात्मिका ज्ञानं त्वन्यतमो भाव पुरुषः सोमिदीयते तयोरेकतरो य अर्थ प्रकृति शोभयात्मिका नानं त्वन्यतमो भाव्य पुरुषः सोऽभिधीयते तयोरेकतरोऽर्थ प्रकृतिः सोमयात्मिका ज्ञानं त्वन्मयतमो भाव पुरुषः सोऽभिधीयते तयोरेकतरोऽर्थ प्रकृति सोमयात्मिका ज्ञानं त्वन्मनयतो भाव शुशोभिधीयते तयोरेकतरोऽर्थ प्रकृति सोमयात्मिका ज्ञानं तन्मयत्मो भाव पुरुषः सोमिधीयते माताजी तयोरेकतरोऽर्थ प्रकृति सोमयात्मिका ज्ञानं त्वन्मयतमो भाव पुरुषा सोमिदीयते ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद तयः ऑफ द टू एकतरः वन ही इंडीड अर्थतः एंटिटी प्रकृति नेचर सा शी उभय आत्मिका कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ बोथ द सबटल कॉसेस एंड देयर मैनिफेस्ट प्रोडक्ट्स ज्ञानम हु पजेसिस कॉन्शियसनेस टू एंड अन्यतमः द अदर भाव एंटिटी पुरुष द लिविंग सोल सह ही अभिदिते इज कॉल्ड ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ दीज टू कैटेगरीज ऑफ मैनिफेस्टेशन वन इज मटीरियल नेचर वाइल एम्बोडीज विच एम्बोडीज बोथ द सटल कॉजेस and manifest products of matter. The other is the conscious living entity designated as the enjoyer. Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, Prakriti here refers to the subtle Pradhana, which later becomes manifest as Mahat Tattva. ओम ज्ञान तिग्मिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतापदकमल श्री गुरु वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागर जातं सह गण रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावतूतं परिजना सहिन कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पद सहगणां ललिता श्री विशाखा विशामितम् हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानी सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. It is great fortune to be able to serve all of you by sitting here and giving something which you all already know much more than me. But still the process of the preparation of Srimad Bhagavatam class, going through the depth of the subject of loving exchanges between devotees, spiritual master, pure devotee, and Supreme Lord Shri Hari, is every time fascinating. So today's shloka is this chapter is a philosophy of Sankhya. And in this chapter, since this is a fourth shloka, from the first shloka, the matter in a matter is the Supreme Lord Shri Hari. He is the total owner. He is the potency of everything, belonging. The Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, everything belongs to Him. And when there is a belonging between the owner and being owned, between this relationship of belonging, there is a longing. However, one who belongs, when his sense of belonging is diverted and his longing is transferred to somewhere else from originally where he belongs, then one who is the owner to whose everything belongs, his extreme longing makes him make some arrangement by which his beloved comes, his beloved belongings comes towards him. His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, was sent by a Supreme Lord Shri Krishna with this very purpose. If you go in a history, a few yugas back, Chaitanya Mangal, the beautiful literature, explains very nicely about this subject matter, that Narad Muni was extremely worried that what's going to happen in Kali Yuga. And with this anxiety, he goes to Dwarka. And that time between Sri Krishna and Rukmini, a wonderful pastime is going on, where Rukmini Devi is extremely sad and crying. Lord has just come from Satyabhama's palace. And Krishna asks, why you are so much despondent? Why you are so much crying? Rukmini Devi makes a wonderful statement. She says, oh Lord, how can you understand the love I have which for you? You won't be able to understand my pain and my longing for your lotus feet unless you experience that love which the supreme devotee Srimati Radharani has. And Krishna is extremely surprised. He says, Rukmini Devi, I have never ever heard this thing from anybody so far, that I cannot experience the love which my devotees have for me. And for this very reason, I shall manifest as a Gauranga. And this is the first time Shri Krishna manifests Gauranga form to Rukmini Devi. And that is the time Narad Muni enters. And he is extremely happy that how the living entities of Kali Yuga will be saved from clutches of this very severe, harsh Kali. And then the discussion between Narad Muni and Uddhava takes place. Then the discussion between Narad Muni and Lord Shiva and Parvati takes place. So this preparation behind the curtain for upliftment of a living entity has already begun since the beginning of the, because even before Satyuga. So this compassion of Supreme Lord Sri Hari is meant for every living entity. It is not just meant for one planet or one planetary system or a one country. It is for everyone. Today is a very special day. We will share this effort of Supreme Lord Sri Hari for one small country, how the Supreme Lord's desire unfolds through the efforts and presence of a pure devotee like His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. England is a small country, and continuing this process of upliftment of every living entity in same continuation, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had sent the teachings of Lord Chaitanya right in the year when Srila Prabhupada was born, 1896, to the libraries of England. That same desire, intense desire of Bhakti Vinod Thakur continued with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He had sent his Vaishnavas, devotee disciples to London, and they had a small preaching place in Kensington. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj had a written conversation with Lord Zetland, the former governor of Bengal, during that Srila Prabhupada's student days. This very governor, Lord Zetland, had visited Srila Prabhupada's school, and he had met Srila Prabhupada when he was young in the school. This was the very Lord Zetland who, when he asked, "Can I become a Vaishnava or a Brahmana?" And when he was asked, "Okay, you have to give up, you follow four regulative principles," and he said, "Impossible." So these efforts were there. They also met the king of that time, King George V, and Queen Mary at Buckingham Palace. They also met Marquis of Ludikan, Lord Irwin, and they met the Archbishop of Canterbury. Later on, Srila Prabhupada also met the post held by Archbishop of Canterbury. So the process was continued by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. But 40 years later, Srila Prabhupada, he had this entire desire, intense desire to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj's desire. And when he was in San Francisco, he prepared four couples, his disciples, to go to England, London. And when he was in Montreal, he invited them for a special training. He said that you please come to me and I will train you how to perform kirtan and how to do the process of preaching. This was extremely intimate. Srila Prabhupada trained all his devotees. How to chant, how to preach, how to dance. And in these few weeks, devotees became so close with Srila Prabhupada. It was like a soldier who is preparing himself to go for a war. When a soldier is going, he sees his ammunition, he sees his armory, he sees food, he sees his all the belongings, so that in the war he is completely ready. And that's how Srila Prabhupada was preparing his disciples. His Holiness Mukunda Swami Maharaj, in his chapter, he writes this chapter as Empire Strikes Back Again. London was, England was the kingdom which ruled the whole world. They had king, they had even ruled India. But the real, now the time has come to spiritual empire strikes back to gain what has been lost. So, after the training, now it's a time to leave for London, England. And all the devotees, they come to Srila Prabhupada's room. They don't know what they are going to do. They had only one thing in their desire. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj had written a beautiful letter for the preachers of London, that a living entity, a disciple, should have only one burning desire. They should not be afraid of the humiliation or neglect. They should not be affected by the praise. There should be only one desire in their heart, is to serve their master. Her Grace Mataji's book, a very beautiful book about the memories of Srila Prabhupada. This particular letter, Yamuna Mataji writes this particular letter in her book. First chapter in a British chapter. So, when all the devotees are gathered in Srila Prabhupada's room, Srila Prabhupada very, very mercifully tells them, "You have my mercy, you will be successful." And then, the devotees, they ask something very, very unusual. They knew, any time touching Srila Prabhupada's feet, anybody touched Srila Prabhupada's feet, Srila Prabhupada did not like it. Because by touching pure devotee's feet, you transfer your karma. But here today, the occasion was such that in spite of all the armor they have carried in the form of training through Srila Prabhupada, they needed a powerful raksha kavach. And they asked Srila Prabhupada, "Can we touch your lotus feet?" And Srila Prabhupada was sitting, and extremely unusually, Srila Prabhupada spread his both lotus feet like this. And ladies first, they just went to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. They took the blessing. Srila Prabhupada's hand was there on the head, back of the head of every single Vaishnava. And His Grace Shyam Sundar Prabhu very beautifully writes this experience of touching Srila Prabhupada. He said, "Every one of us touched Srila Prabhupada's feet, our forehead, or head. But Yamuna Mataji simply held on to those lotus feet on her head." He writes, "It feels so good, the rush and shivers of electric well-being after touching Srila Prabhupada's feet." He said, we sat back dizzy with pleasure. Then the Supreme Father did something very, very unusual. Little Saraswati was so small, she was just in the cradle. And Srila Prabhupada asked Saraswati to be handed over to him. With left hand, he held Saraswati, and then he held her very close to his chest. And then Srila Prabhupada garlanded with his garland in his neck and to Saraswati. And while looking at Saraswati, he made a remark. Now they will say, what kind of sannyasi is he? And everybody was basking in the mercy of his divine grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So all these devotees, let us introduce them. Who are they all? Yamuna Mataji writes very beautifully in her book. Mukunda Swami, that time Mukunda, was a person who could change to fit any occasion or need instantly. Plus, he was a good organizer. In one line, she is writing about every person. Janaki, she was plain spoken and loving. Shyam Sundar, an idealist, grand planner and a visionary. Malati, Vrai, doing daring and possessed with a piercing wit. Gurudas, he was a witty person and ready to do anything. He was the person who could get things done very fast. And Yamuna Mataji writes about herself. With all her humility, she writes, I was a stranger in a strange land. So devotees about to leave, they ask Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, what should we do? How should we preach? And Srila Prabhupada thought for a long and then he made a very beautiful statement. He said, when I was young, I had read Shakespeare by a British writer. And he said, in England, drama will be very important in the land of Shakespeare. Amazing. And then he says that Max Linder, I have seen one movie, Max Linder, I think he was a director, I am not sure, and Charlie Chaplin was an actor. And in that movie, Srila Prabhupada is saying, devotees are about to leave and he's speaking about a movie. And he said, I have seen this movie that somebody had put a glue under the Charlie Chaplin's seat, over the seat, and while he was getting up, his pant, back of the pant is completely torn off in front of the est of elite people. And he sees that and what to do. And in the dancing, everybody is dancing and instead of going out with shame, Srila Prabhupada said, Charlie Chaplin started dancing with such enthusiasm that seeing his enthusiasm, everybody started tearing their pants and started dancing. Devotees were surprised. They said, what did Srila Prabhupada take? How do we take? What is the message of Srila Prabhupada? Then Gurudas Prabhu, very, very succinctly, he said, Srila Prabhupada wanted to say that when you go to England, people will first ignore you. Then they will laugh at you. Then they will debate about you and criticize you. But in the end, they will accept you. Such a beautiful way Srila Prabhupada was sending home the message right to his young disciples who had no experience about the England. England, it is said that there is sun never set on England. But now the situation was such that there was no sun in England. Very cloudy. And His Holiness Mukunda Maharaj writes very beautiful poetry before this chapter begins. He writes that there is no sun, there is no shine. The museum has become dark. I don't know how long this will last. But Srila Prabhupada, I just saw you. And then whole England became filled with sunlight. Very nice, very beautiful poetry he writes. So they have reached in England, and Srila Prabhupada wanted a place for the temple. There is a long story. There is an entire book, many chapters by different devotees of Srila Prabhupada, disciples have written about this very yatra of England. And there's so many difficulties devotees are going through. They are trying to see place they are not able to find. Saraswati is so small. One day, just to see the glimpse of the difficulties what they have gone through. One day, Saraswati almost died. Shyam Sundar Prabhu came and Malati Mata said, "Today Saraswati became suddenly blue, stopped talking, stopped breathing. I had to rush in whatever clothes. I had took a neighbor's car, rushed to the hospital. Hospital, she was crying profusely, chanting profusely. Mataji was chanting so loudly, the doctor had to say, please calm down. I need to examine your child. And suddenly Saraswati vomited everything. And then she started breathing and crying. She had almost aspiration. These are the different glimpses of the difficulties what devotees were going through in this particular new land. Before leaving for England, Gurudas Prabhu had taken one note. He knew one man called as David Cocking, who was a property magnate. But somehow in the process of transport and everything, he lost that chit of his address and number. And now they had nobody in the England where to go, how to get the place. Days, weeks and months were passing. And Srila Prabhupada was supposed to come. But there was no place where they can stay. Of course, simultaneously they were preaching, they were doing Nagar Sankirtan. George Harrison was developed a contact with George Harrison. The other things were going on, but what about the place of temple, place where Lord will come? Then suddenly, one day, Gurudas Prabhu is going to a bank and he's standing in a queue, and lo and behold, person who is standing behind him is none other than David Cocking himself. And he just meets him, embraces like an old friend, and he says, I have a place for you. Devotees have visited many, many places. But somewhere there is building is too old, somewhere it is too expensive, somewhere it is too small, somewhere it is too big. And today it is the first time David Cocking says, I have a place right in the temple. Right in the London city. Devotees very enthusiastically go. And it was the exact perfect place. How Lord reacts. How Lord reciprocates with the devotees. And then 42 pounds decided a week for the rent. The service firm. See the devotees who have nothing but what is their they were always looking at a sky. With keeping their feet on the ground. Who was their legal representative? Which firm they booked to represent themselves? The same firm which had a Harold Wilson, the Prime Minister. Who was their client? Such a big firm they appointed as their representative. And who was their guarantor? The guarantor was none other than George Harrison himself. Building was taken. Building was preparing. The things were going on. Work was going on. Very heavy work was going on. And that time, Mukunda Prabhu, that time, he was a musician at his heart by profession. And he got a proposal from USA, very, very big proposal by a big musician to have a contract and concert. And he expressed his desire to Srila Prabhupada, can I have this particular? And Srila Prabhupada writes very beautifully. He says, we take advantage of typewriter, but that does not mean we are professional typist. Very, very subtle message. He said, whatever services we perform in the service of a guru and Krishna, those services should be offered to the Supreme Lord through guru. But those very service should not become the cause of our being away from the service of Guru and association of Vaishnava. The building repair begins. Shyam Sundar Prabhu is the man who is doing all this building repair work. Building is old. And while doing building repair, there's massive noise and the neighbors are very, very angry. They complain. And one Mr. Black and Mr. Savage, surprising, they came. The representative of the government to see the building and they said, this is just not acceptable. We are going to complain because you have not taken permission for the repair. Everybody is despondent. Ultimately, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Gurdas Prabhu, they go to a government office. Mr. Wallace says, you cannot start work before permission. This building is old and you will have to wait. And the permission means months. They cannot afford. Suddenly, Gurudas Prabhu, I think, if I am not wrong, he sees a photograph on table of Mr. Wallace, which was his children. And suddenly, Gurudas Prabhu says, Mr. Wallace, what if your children became drug addict? Mr. Wallace he was taken aback. What? He said, no, what if your children become drug addict? He said, what do you mean? He said, yes, we are working with young people who are drug addicts and hippies to make them a proper human being. And then very nonchalantly, he pushed an appraisal letter by a mayor of New York City who had appraised their work of working for young people. His name was Mr. John Lindsay. When he saw John Lindsay's letter, suddenly Mr. Wallace's heart changed and he gave a permission and he drew a diagram in the paper that please do this pillar construction because if you don't do this, this building will collapse. So that is how the Lord reciprocates with the Lord, with the hard labor, a menial and a manual labor of a Vaishnava. Temple work began. This building had a basement where there was a kitchen. First floor, there was supposed to be temple. Second floor, Srila Prabhupada's room. Third and the fourth floor was supposed to be for the guests. September 11th, their record with Mr. Beetle was released. And this record became a big hit. It became the top of the chart. The name of this record was Radha Krishna Temple Hare Krishna Mantra. George Harrison was instrumental in bringing this music cassette out. And this cassette became so popular that entire England was filled with the posters and this music. Everybody knew about these Hare Krishnas. And now it was time for Srila Prabhupada to come to England. Srila Prabhupada arrived as royally as ever. There was a Rolls Royce. There was a grand welcome. He was taken as a VIP. No standing in a queue. He was taken into the VIP lounge with hordes of reporters. One reporter asked question, are you going to meet George Harrison? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, if you would like, I will meet him. Srila Prabhupada said, I can meet with anyone who is interested in serving Krishna. The reporter asked, are you his guru? And here we see Srila Prabhupada's genuine humility. Srila Prabhupada says, I am no one's guru. I am a servant, not a master. We remember Srila Prabhupada once, to the similar question Srila Prabhupada said, I am not a first class or second class. I am a fifth class. I am a servant. So, Srila Prabhupada comes. His room is arranged somewhere else. Everything is there. Srila Prabhupada designed the altar himself. He said he personally wanted the design in a particular way. He drew it and he mentioned that He wanted only Radha Krishna deities. Devotees were thinking, we have Jagannath deities. But he said, no, I want Radha Krishna deities. And Malati Mataji writes, imagine, we didn't know what a deity worship means. We didn't know what to think. We just had no idea. It's like somebody who doesn't know about car is asked to sit in the car and is asked to drive a car. He doesn't know what is a gear. He doesn't know what is a brake. He doesn't know clutch, accelerator. Similar situation was of the devotees. They don't know anything what is it means to be a deity worship. It's like Srila Prabhupada somewhere explains that one family had arranged for their daughter marriage everything. There was a hall was arranged, the caterer was arranged, the invitation cards were ready, who will be invited, that was ready, the music was ready, but there was one thing missing. Where is the boy? Similarly, the temple was getting ready, the Vyasasana was getting ready, the altar was getting ready, the rooms for Srila Prabhupada was ready, kitchen was getting ready, but one thing was missing, that where is the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna? The work is going on, very, very hard noise is coming. And devotees told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, will you please stay in some other place because here the noise is very high. Srila Prabhupada says, this noise is no bother for me. It is a blessing. And here Shyam Sundar Prabhu made a very nice statement. He said, I was trying to hold back the Ganges with the ping pong paddle. That mercy of Srila Prabhupada of staying and giving him his mercy, this Ganges, I was trying to hold back with a small bat. It's just not possible. And that's how Srila Prabhupada stayed through this entire repair of the building. Ultimately, while the repair was going on, Shyam Sundar Prabhu had specially ordered the teakwood tree, very, very costly teakwood tree, I think from California, if I'm not wrong, to decorate the whole temple. All the walls of the temple were supposed to be fitted with the teakwood tree, a redwood tree, which will merge in the center. And it will look like an inverted hulk of a boat. That was the Shyam Sundar Prabhu's vision. However, the sound of a building repairing was so heavy that ultimately a sound inspector had to be called in. And one Mr. French was extremely irritating neighbor. He became so angry that he brought all these inspectors, and then brought them, devotee did a beautiful drama. Srila Prabhupada said, London will require drama. So when Mr. French will come with the sound inspectors in the temple hall, everybody will be having a heavy, tumultuous kirtan. And then the inspectors will go to Mr. Flinch's room, whether sound is coming there or no. And as soon as they will leave, all the devotees will continue doing kirtan, but they will not play the mridang. They will not play the kartal. They will not sing. They will just do, it's like a pantomime show. They will just do lip movements. So the dancing sound that they were, the dancing sound, that sound touching the feet and shaking the ground was there, except that nothing was there. And when they will come back again, they'll see, and then again began the sound vibration. French became so angry when the discussion was going on in one of the rooms that he got desperate, and he went outside. He was about to go out, held the knob of the door, very forcibly tried to push, the knob came out and he fell back. And everybody was having good time. And this is how they got the final sound inspection. The sound inspector wrote, congratulations, a good bit of work. We couldn't hear a thing. So this building became a soundproof. Now, we are wondering, where is the boy? Boy is not there. Srila Prabhupada is looking for Krishna so desperately. He wrote a letter. So many years, letters he wrote, that Mr. Birla, Mr. Shyamlal, his Malik family, his godbrothers, he wrote letters after letter, please give me one Radha Krishna deity of this size. I need it very desperately. Last, in November 16, 1969, he wrote a letter to his friend Hitsaranji. Please send one deity. But it was a Aranya, a sound in a desert. Nobody could send the deities to the Lord of the Srila Prabhupada. Temple room, Yasasan, complete. Altar ke liye, for altar. There is a very beautiful pastime in this particular pastime. When the altar was getting ready, the marble, the money, the cost of the marble was provided by Mr. George Harrison. And it was 3,000 pounds. The marble was a Norwegian blue, very beautiful marble for the steps to go on the altar. And there was extremely beautiful, very costly Siena gold marble for the Lord's, Lord to rest. And Srila Prabhupada, on this very day, when George Harrison and Shyam Sundar Prabhu are going to purchase the altar marble, morning only Srila Prabhupada gave an extremely difficult task to Shyam Sundar Prabhu. He said, today you please tell Mr. George Harrison whether he can sponsor the Krishna book. And things were really, really different. Shyam Sundar Prabhu said, I just cannot do. Srila Prabhupada said, just do it. You have my mercy. Don't worry. And then after the combination of a gold and a blue marble deal was finished, they went to some house and there Shyam Sundar Prabhu started speaking that, and here George Harrison was very friendly, light, easy mood. And when Shyam Sundar Prabhu started speaking about the book, he said, this is Krishna, these are his pastimes. He's this colored boy and Srila Prabhupada has written this book. Can you sponsor? And it was coming out to somewhere around $19,000 if I am not wrong. And suddenly the things changed. Yeah, it was $19,000. Suddenly on George Harrison's face, expressions changed. And his expression became of anger. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu thought, finished. I have finished the whole thing. And suddenly, there was a lightning. The lightning struck the neighbor or the surrounding area of that house. And all lights went off. Kaboom. That's what Shyam Sundar Prabhu writes in his book. And there was no light for a few seconds. And everybody was doing, ooh, ah. And after a few seconds, the lights came back again. And everybody became light, jovial. Oh, yes. And then Shyam Sundar Prabhu saw on Prabhu's face, George Harrison's face, he had a smile again. And then he said, yes, I will sponsor the book. Tomorrow, I will meet Srila Prabhupada. How Supreme Lord Sri Hari arranges everything. In fact, I was just thinking that a golden marble and the blue marble, the combination, that same deal was made for the same dark blue colored boy Krishna and molten gold color, golden color Radharani, which decorate the outer layer of a Krishna book. Finally, the day came. It was a day few weeks away from when the temple is going to open, December 2. And first phone call came from a Goyal's house. They said, can you come and see our deities? This is December 2. Mukunda Maharaj writes, when I saw first the deities, there was an audible gasp. The most beautiful deity ever I had seen. Beautiful Krishna with bluish tinge striations on his face. Extremely beautiful Radharani. Srila Prabhupada immediately came to see this deity next day. And Shamsundar Prabhu writes, today Srila Prabhupada was in a charming mood. The discussions began. Srila Prabhupada says, are you from Surat? Yes, yes, we are from Surat. And the discussion is going on. And Srila Prabhupada is on a chair. Devotees, his family of Mr. Goyal on a sofa. Devotees on the ground. And while discussion is going on, everything is Hindi. The words damage, trouble, fix up. These are the only words they are able to come to know. Because Radharani's little finger, left little finger which was holding the lotus had little damage during transport, and this deity cannot be used for installation by Mr. Goyal as it became for them inauspicious. And Srila Prabhupada was ready. While the discussion was going on, the deities came, and the Srila Prabhupada, who was in a charming mood, became very, very serious, grave, without any expression. As an expert, shrewd businessman knows that when a beautiful, when the things which he wants desperately is right in front of them, never show your expression of liking. Otherwise, cost goes up. So Srila Prabhupada here, every devotee, when Radharani came, they bent their head. Srila Prabhupada prayed quietly, but he was sitting expressionless. When Krishna came, devotees understood. Srila Prabhupada, they followed Srila Prabhupada. And no expression. And then again the discussion going on. And again Srila Prabhupada, from his shrewd businessman mode, he came to a charming mode. Heavy Hindi laughing is going on. Srila Prabhupada is saying, Mr. Goyal is laughing. Mr. Goyal is saying, Srila Prabhupada is laughing. And then while his laughing is going on, Srila Prabhupada nodded his left hand and said, take Krishna. And suddenly, Tamal Krishna Maharaj lifted Krishna, left hand down to his feet, right arm to the waist, and is he heavy? Tamal Krishna was also visibly panting. He said, no, Srila Prabhupada. So Radharaman Prabhu and Tamal Krishna Maharaj took Krishna. And again the discussion went on, heavy, heavy, laughing, jovial, writing, as if Srila Prabhupada was distracting them that their deities were being taken away. Suddenly he tells Mukunda Prabhu and Shamsundar Prabhu to carry Radharani, and then Radharani is being carried forward, and again the discussion is going on heavily, and suddenly Srila Prabhupada gets up, does namaste and starts walking out along with Yamuna Mataji, and the hosts are completely taken aback. They just don't know what to say. They just had to do only one thing, goodbye, and Srila Prabhupada was in car. And here, Mukund Maharaj writes, this was a successful lightning raid. Car started, crossed the whole traffic, and after a long time, Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Srila Prabhupada, I think you have kidnapped Krishna. After some time, Srila Prabhupada asked them to stop the car. He looked behind, made them open the boxes, and the most beautiful form of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, he paid obeisances and sang Brahma Samhita. Srila Prabhupada said in this car that when I once went to a bank manager for a deal, bank manager did not accept my proposal. He had something else to propose. I countered him, I defeated him, and that time the bank manager said, Mr. Day, you should be a politician. And Srila Prabhupada was laughing in the car. And then Srila Prabhupada very beautifully said, Krishna has played a great trick. In Damodar Leela, he played the trick of ropes which could not bind him. And like that, today Krishna has done another trick, has been performed by Krishna. Krishna wanted to come here to this with us. So this chip on Radharani's finger is just another Krishna's trick. And we have captured Radha and Krishna. If you make it into a rhyming, we can say that a chip fracture became the cause of Srimati Radha and Krishna's capture. So that's how that Radha Krishna came to temple. And Srila Prabhupada, Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Srila Prabhupada, you are always doing impossible. You are the greatest magician. Srila Prabhupada said, I am not a magician. My only credit is that I am presenting Krishna as he is. The magic will act as soon as you become a pure devotee of Krishna. The magic will be done by Krishna, not by me or not by you. On December 12, finally, Srila Prabhupada writes a letter to Hitsharanji. We have got deities. No need. You need not send deities. Krishna has saved us at this particular point. Now we come to the most intense part of this whole episode. The altar is ready. Shyam Sundar Prabhu has written inch by inch the size of the altar. Srila Prabhupada wanted the front of the pillars, three on each side. And then the whole altar is supported by iron claws on the altar so that it has got a broad base. However, Gurudas Prabhu could get, instead of six, only four pillars. And he couldn't get iron claws. Pillars were looking like an elephant legs without iron claws. Now, the work was going on so intensely that there was no time, there was no drop of energy left with Shyam Sundar Prabhu. So that the marble, the pillars were just holding because of their weight. There was no fixation through the marble, through the pillars and through the canopy. And day of the opening, the morning has come. Today is the greatest day. Previous day evening, the day before evening, Srila Prabhupada calls everyone in the temple room. All the lights are dimmed, night kirtan, and Yamuna Mataji writes, it was the most soothing, lilting, flowing, lyrical, transcendental kirtan I had ever heard. It belongs to the magical moment ever which was going to happen within a few hours. Then Srila Prabhupada looked at everyone who was present in that room, right reaching in their heart. Then he offered the flower at the altar where Lord was going to rest tomorrow. Next day morning, BBC is there, thousands of unseasonal flowers were sent by the magic, the Apple company. Room is filled. The freshly built walls with fresh varnish, with its smell and burning in the eyes. Small room was completely packed. It was hot. And Srila Prabhupada performed the most wonderful bathing ceremony of the Lord. With his own lotus hands, he wiped with a towel Radha Krishna's body. And then they were sent inside. Then there was yajna. Srila Prabhupada performed the yajna. And then he came inside for the deity's installation. And then the incidents happened. Deities were already on the marble. Pillars were there. And devotees were trying to put the canopy on the pillars. And somebody's shoulder, elbow touched that pillar. And the pillar fell down. And the whole canopy was about to crash on the deities. And Yamuna Mataji writes that it happened in a slow motion. Srila Prabhupada moved so fast. One swift moment he cleared items on the bottom step. Then with his right hand, he steadied the column. And with his left hand, he held. With his right hand, he held gently, but firmly, Srimati Radharani's hand. It almost appeared like a choreographic dance. And yet, his movements were so heroic, strong and graceful. Beads of perspiration was seen on his forehead. His mouth was frozen in grim expression. Imagine, everybody, the entire England is watching what's happening outside. And inside, what's happening, nobody knows. He appeared as an embodiment of chivalry, strong, commanding, saving his beloved deities. The love, strength, grace, clarity, protective instinct, and immediate service mood was coming from higher place. And then Mother Yamuna writes, that highest place, I also wanted to go. Gurudas Prabhu writes, Prabhupada was so strong and sturdy, and his eyes blazed brightly. His hands was like lion talons. His feet were like pillars, and he appeared like a lion. You see, the lion talons wanted, it was not there. And Srila Prabhupada's hands became like a lion talons. His feet became like a pillars. Shyam Sundar Prabhu writes, he appeared like a half man, half lion. And then, that time, Mukunda Prabhu writes that Srila Prabhupada was appearing like a mother, soft mother, trying to save her child from being hurt. That how protective mother. See the same incidents, but how different disciples were seeing Srila Prabhupada differently on the same particular occasion. He was writing that Srila Prabhupada's face was that of someone rescuing his child from being crushed. And then Prabhupada said, out, out. And then, as if it was a part of the ceremony, Mukund Maharaj writes, that I took the part of the canopy without opening the curtain so that nobody can see the Lord. I was coming out. I had to walk through the crowd who was not very much happy to give me space to walk through. But everybody thought as if it was a part of the ceremony. And Mukund Maharaj writes very sweetly. He says, I was walking like a geisha. Geisha is a Japanese woman of a high society, high intelligent and caliber, who walks very softly and very gently from wherever she walks. So, and she wears a very heavy dress. So the whole canopy was carried by Mukund Maharaj, and he writes that I was walking as if I was a geisha. And then he comes out of the heat into the cold outside of the room, and he looks behind. And he looks behind. The tumultuous kirtan is going on, and Yamuna Mataji is performing the aarti the way Srila Prabhupada has shown. And amongst the tumultuous kirtan, Srila Prabhupada is holding hands in front of Radha Landaneshwarji. And then he looks around, and he has an oceanic smile on his face. Why? Because today, the desire of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, his Guru Maharaj, was fulfilled, that one day there will be a temple in London. And Srila Prabhupada writes in his short speech, says in his short speech, welcome to this most auspicious occasion. And today the Krishna has appeared in this city. These deities will be called as Radha Landaneshwar, means the controller of the London. The function is over, and Srila Prabhupada says to the devotees, please build a plaque, bronze plaque, which outside the temple on the right side, an empty space. Next day morning after walk, he says, and that plaque should mention that this temple was built by great labor of effort by His Grace Shyam Sundar Adhikari. Now, Srila Prabhupada was in a mood of a gratitude. Shyam Sundar Prabhu slept for 24 hours straight. He was not present on the day of opening. He couldn't get. He just went to sleep. And he slept for 24 hours. And when he got up with the groggy eyes, he went to Srila Prabhupada. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, I am really sorry for what happened during that altar thing. And what Srila Prabhupada, how a pure devotee sees the things. Srila Prabhupada says, never mind. Never mind, Radha Landaneshwar did not wanted canopy over their head. They did not wanted to be separated by this canopy from the Lord Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra Maiya. That's how sweetly Srila Prabhupada convinces Prabhuji. And Srila Prabhupada, now this installation is taken care. The last day, everybody has left to drop Srila Prabhupada on the airport. Only Her Grace Yamuna Mataji is there to look after the deities. Srila Prabhupada comes in front of the temple deities, pays full obeisances, looks in front of the deities, prays with tears in his eyes. He looks at Yamuna Mataji and he says the last departing sentence before he is leaving London. He says, very, very gravely, but matter of factly, he said, if you just do as I have instructed, what I have taught you so far, you will go back home, back to Godhead. Do it. Just do it. And then Srila Prabhupada left. So, looking back, so much of love, so much of affection, so much of a manual. His Grace Vaishashika Prabhu writes in his book, Our Family Business, that Krishna loves manual and menial service. He himself goes to collect the firewood for his spiritual master. Madhai himself built the Madhai Ghat with his own hands. Shripad Madhavendra Puri himself at a very advanced age went to collect chandan for the Lord. And hence, this beautiful, most beautiful pastime of Radha Landaneshwar opening, we just discussed. You must be wondering, why I am speaking this today? Dear devotees, today is the 14th December. Today is the 50th year of opening of Sri Sri Radha Landaneshwar. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada. There is no time for questions. Hare Krishna.